Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everyone, it's Matt Kloss from Big Brother 25. I'm here on the Zach Nichols podcast to talk about all the cool stuff that happened on Big Brother.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
And I'm here with fucking Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the goalie.
It's the goalie, dude.
And importantly, before you start talking about yourself.
Go ahead. You're right.
We got
Big Brother 25 runner-up, gold medalist in the Deaf Olympics. Is that all right?
Correct.
Mr. Matthew Klotz is in the building. One more
come
big
on,
round of
come
applause.
Come on.
Yeah, let's go.
Dude. So my first question, is second place really like kissing your sister?
Oh, come on, man.
Is it like that? I wouldn't know.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Second place, tying? It is.
He has the second place.
I got a lot of second places.
Yeah, he has the second place.
My fucking case is full of bronze medals. Anyways, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for coming through.
Start to be here.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Those locks. How does it feel to have long hair?
He used to have short hair.
Yeah, he used to.
Yeah, did you wear a swim cap?
I do. I got to bun it up, put it in the cap. That's how it's still alive. I mean, you see most swimmers my age, they're kind of balding already.
They lose it all.
Yeah.
27,
you're a survivor,
right?
Brother. You are a survivor.
I am.
With that nice hairline.
Zach is very jealous. He used to have the Thorger thing going on.
Actually, I'm not jealous anymore.
I'm a little too old
to have like the long hair, you know?
Are you saying I'm immature, like being over 30 and having long hair?
Are you single?
Yeah.
Do you have Buzz Lightyear under neck?
I do.
I'd say you still get away with it.
There you go.
Thank you.
On the other hand, have three kids and a whole ass mortgage.
You do have
two
a whole
dogs.
Ass yep.
One wife, two weddings. I hear it. Anyways.
You're spending bread.
No, it's really great to have you.
For real, man.
From Washington down to LSU, that's a big change, culture shock. Mm-hmm. Would you like better, the Northwest or the Bayou?
Oh, man, I think they both have their pros and cons. I mean, California is obviously super nice, you know, kind of bougie and all that. And then you got the swamp. And then, you know, you got the culture there. So, like, I think it was kind of cool living both worlds, you know.
Comes down to the cuisine, right?
Yeah.
What's, like, a big thing to eat in the Northwest? I don't even know.
Yeah, is there a signature?
Like, I don't know. Like, if you're in Washington, what's the big?
I'm California.
Yeah. Oh, you said okay. So Northern California. My bad. Yeah, I was thinking Northwest.
Yeah.
Watching Riverdale.
Yeah. This guy's in.
Come on. I look California. You can't get that wrong.
Maybe that's what it is. No. So Tahoe.
Let's jump in. I want to know, what did you ever, did you watch Big Brother like in, you know, Northern California? Like, was that something you grew up watching or what?
What I grew up watching was Survivor. Yeah. I was a big fan of Survivor. Every day after practice, I go home. It was like, what, Wednesday Lives? I would always watch them on Wednesdays with my family. That was really the only reality show I really watched growing up. Big Brother, not till like 2020.
Who were some of your Survivor influences that you really liked? Like, who were your guys? Like, if you were like, when you were watching, were you like, I want to be that guy someday?
It's hard to remember the names because there's just so many names every season.
Yeah.
I knew Suri. She was on a bunch. I had to think of their names. I liked Xander. Xander. Okay. I really liked him when I watched this season.
I have no idea who that is. So.
He was.
No, I don't, but.
I know very few Survivor people. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think about, probably my favorite Survivor person was Danny McRae, just because he killed the challenge. Did you watch his season of Survivor?
Nah, I don't think so. Well, there's so many seasons of everything, yeah. So it's like hard to keep up.
So you're not a Big Brother guy. You do like Survivor. Did you like talked about your, how did you get cast? And like, when did you even care to get cast? Like, I know you had a lot of pursuits before that.
Yeah, so they reached out. So a couple casters reached out right during COVID. So it was kind of like a weird timing because there was just nothing going on. But then I got reached out. I kind of thought it was spam because you get those spams all the time on Instagram. So I was a little hesitant. I tried it out.
You got headhunted by the Big Brother people?
Dude, I think we can pretty much say that is how they do business.
Like, you didn't even reach out to them?
No, never reached out. Yeah,
you had a lot of topless shirts on your Instagram, don't you?
That probably helped my chances.
And
my
hair,
the
gorgeous abs and the 75 abs. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, like, you're probably the fourth or fifth person maybe that have told us, like, hey, they reach into my DMs and they wanted me. I think Kylan's literally the only Big Brother person I've ever talked to that's like, oh no, like I applied like multiple times. But
God, I would love to get my hands on his videos.
So they hit you up.
Yeah, they hit me up. It was a whole process. So in 2020, they reached out. It was like a month before casting closed. I was very unprepared because I just didn't know anything. Like, I'm kind of clueless sometimes. So like, when I wasn't really full sold on it yet. So I was just kind of doing it for fun and I didn't get it. But they really liked me. The casters liked me. Then someone from Love Island was casting, reached out to me. Not a bad show either.
Yeah, I mean, for you.
I made it to the semifinals and I was literally waiting to get like, you're in or you're off, when I was at USA Nationals. So I was kind of like, am I going or not? Didn't make it. So I was like, damn, semifinals. Okay, that's not bad. No, it wasn't semifinals. It was actually finals. So I was like,
the next US Nationals for, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was finals for Love Island. Didn't get that. Survivor reached out. Same.
Oh my gosh. Pool. Were you fired up for Survivor?
I was. I was a little hesitant because I was just like, I don't know if I want to start myself out there.
Do I want that? Or I was going to say, I would have been thinking, like, do I really want to go through this process to get to the very end? And then I can't imagine, like, to get the very end of that. Like, I think about my Real World casting, or then they would just be like, oh, yeah, by the way, no, thanks. You were the last person we decided not to go with. You're like, thanks, I guess.
Like, no, I felt that a lot because I was like, you know.
Yeah, the letdown's tough.
Like, just being finalist for Love Island, didn't get it. Semifinals for Survivor, didn't get it. Got to meet
Jeff Probst and all that.
Yeah, and then this year was Big Brother, and I was kind of like, I want to do it, but I don't want to be upset again.
Yeah,
you
stop
know?
Dangling the carrot.
Yeah, so like, my friends were like, yo, like, this is my third year now being reached out, and I was like, y'all are reaching out to me. I'm not applying, so like, y'all like teasing me here. Yeah. You guys are like, hey, come. Oh, sorry. Not good enough this year.
Oh, that's crazy. And like, honestly, that really does speak to, like, I think there's something to be said about somebody who goes for the opportunity and someone who's just like, thrust upon it, you know, and just the psyche is different, because even though you were, you know, a Survivor fan or what, you're not reaching out for that. You're not going for that. They're literally wanting you in the natural progression. It's kind of crazy. Like, without having that mindset, without preparing at all, you were able to get into the final two of a game that you don't have extensive experience in.
Yeah, I know. And at that time I was just focused on swimming. So it was kind of like just for fun. So I wasn't like, even sure about everything yet.
Similar kind of like what Zach had going on. So Zach was, you know, you're playing football and this opportunity just came upon, you know.
Yeah, I was just in the right place at the right time. But then I did start going to everything when the lady was like, hey, show up here.
Yeah, and I feel like that is your opportunity. So talk us about, like, where are you with swimming right now and, like, your life?
Yeah, so obviously I swam since I was, like, 9, so almost my whole life. Then COVID happened. I quit. A lot of drama happened there.
Quit what, college?
So I graduated right when COVID hit. And so there was that awkward year of no training. So I basically kind of just retired unintentionally because there was no training. Mm-hmm. Then there was drama with the old coaches, and new coach came in from Michigan, actually.
Yeah.
Great. One of my all-time favorite coaches. He came in, said, hey, I want to train you. I know you're still in Baton Rouge. You know, I know you want to train. And, you know, he knew who
So were
I
you
was.
On LSU's swim team?
I was. So I was there for 4 years, 5 years, so a redshirt year and a gap year.
So you're like 2 years. You're a SEC.
So we train. We have a division
mentality,
We have a division one LSU Go Tigers in the house. Round of applause for the Tigers.
Yeah. Go Tigers, baby.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
The best time was my senior year. It was 2019-90 champs with Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. So that was the best time to
Oh, my
be
gosh.
There.
What a time to be in Baton Rouge.
For real, man. What a time.
And it was in New Orleans for the game. So everyone in Baton Rouge was on the streets of New Orleans. Yeah.
So freaking cool. And, like,
he was the man.
We're Ogeron, man. Hope you're doing good, Coach Ed.
I'm saying Burrow, dude. He was one of the few people outside of Michigan that I liked.
Yeah.
Like quarterbacks. Yeah. I'm usually just Michigan football, but
yeah. And, cool. And his story is, like, you know, it's
similar. I think I liked him because he left Ohio State.
He left Ohio State. Dude, the guy starts like 1-2 years. Natty, you know, so it was awesome. So I was gonna save it for
what
later.
What was your events? Let's hear them. What was your go-tos?
Sprint, backstroke, sprint free. I was really good at long course swimming. So college swimming is short course. I was still good. I mean, I was still making finals at SECs and all that.
Creating wakes.
What's that?
Creating wakes.
Yep, doing all that. But long course was my thing because I was just so much better. The swimming part. It's weird because in swimming, short course, there's a lot of underwater. I was more on top of the water guy, sprinter. So long course was my thing. 2019, I went against Ryan Lochte. That was my biggest, like, I think my biggest excitement.
You kicked his ass. Did you?
Sorry, Ryan Lochte. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Round of applause, please.
Yeah. Like, and that's like my role model. So it's no disrespect at all because this is a guy.
No, it is for me, a punk.
And he was on Big Brother Celebrity. He was on Trader. So it was kind of cool seeing, like, all right, beat him in swimming. Now let's go beat him on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So your time in Baton Rouge, real quick. I had this for later, but since we talked about it, like, do you have favorite LSU athletes? Like, give me a couple of your favorite LSU athletes.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. I mean, those guys are legends, especially them two together. I mean, LSU is, you know how it is. Like,
prestige.
They're just so, yeah, like, you have elite. Like, not even just elite, but, like, stellar elite.
Cream
athletes.
Of the crop.
You got Libby Dunn. You got
Shaq.
Andrew Reese, Shaq. Yeah. You got all them.
Odell, like, senior,
Odell,
right?
Odell, yeah.
Because was he roommates with Shaq?
You got
Odell senior?
Odell senior. I thought he was roommates with Shaq at LSU. I could be wrong. Oh, dude, no one said Pistol Pete.
Oh, but Big Maravich. Yeah. No, this
crazy.
Iconic.
He's still the greatest college player of all time.
Talk about, yeah, no, he's. He's him.
Yeah, that's a great college. I bet the parties there are just...
Oh, yeah, they're crazy. Talk I mean, I have my fun. Rooms. Like, I mean, you know, like, it was actually my first, like, 2-3 years, I wasn't really allowed to party because I had a lot of rules because I was actually overcoming a brain injury that had post-concussion syndrome. I was out, actually, that's why I was a redshirt because I came to LSU, was out for 6 months, couldn't drive, couldn't watch TV. So I was
got
I was
rocked,
fucked
huh?
up. I was fucked
What'd
up.
What'd you do, dive into the pool without water?
You would think. No, I got hit by a semi-truck.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I just got
That's
fucked.
A cool-ass story.
Yeah, and I just like...
You should have seen the other guy, huh?
Right. The other guy was a big truck. I wasn't.
I need a play-by-play. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to hear. You don't just be like, oh, yeah, I got hit by a semi-truck.
Oh yeah, what's next? No, what happened? How did that happen? He didn't see you?
Dumbass was on his phone.
Oh my god.
I saw it happening too because I'd be coming off the freeway. So he's coming at me at 60.
Okay, so in you were in your car.
Yeah, I was in my car. Oh,
I thought you took this mofo head on. I'm like, this guy's are you serious? I'm like,
yo,
oh my god, she took a hand head on. You know
what I mean? That would be cooler, but I feel like I would be in way worse shape.
Okay, no, so yeah, you were in a what? What kind of car are you in?
I was in an Expedition, so a Ford Expedition. So I still had a big car. I love it. I think if that was a small car, it would have been worse.
Right, that's Detroit.
Good thing it wasn't a Prius.
No, you don't look like a Prius. So they got you. So they hit you in the semi. Man, that's fucking nuts. So you go through this traumatic brain injury to go on to be a Division I in the SEC with some of the best athletes in the world. and then you were able to, you know, be in the mix. So, wow, like, I mean, I don't know. That's impressive, man.
Where do kids that go to, like, the SEC schools go on spring break? Like, where do you guys? Like,
probably Florida.
Florida,
you know, it's Florida.
Yeah. You drive 20 minutes, get to the beach.
And it's, Daytona, it's not far. It's like a 2.5 drive. Everyone goes to Panama Beach.
Are there any, like sneaky places? Like, I didn't know about, you know, people are like all the Alabama Shore. Is there any other places down there, like, you would recommend, like, if you want to go to an awesome beach, but, like, no one really knows about it?
I couldn't say that.
No,
I mean,
you don't know.
Louisiana is like, there's no beaches. I mean, there's beaches in Louisiana, but there's gators.
Yeah, we're not going to those.
Yeah,
fun
with the gators.
Anyways, right. Let's get into your big brother season.
Let's talk about it, man. Just talk about it. I got
a few questions. But
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Zach.
Actually, so my first one is, when you guys get there and, like, you're lined up, you've never seen anyone else that's in the house. So that's the first time you meet each other is when you're all standing there. And you probably can't talk until you get in the house. So you're standing there amongst, what, 16?
16, yeah.
Other people 16. Who you've actually never met until right now. There's got to be, like, commercial breaks and stuff. Like, are they like, don't talk?
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.